You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Rana Bore, the founder and CEO of Instant Alliance, a leading strategic IT staffing firm in Chicago, Illinois. Rana, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here this afternoon.
Our pleasure as well, and looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, Rana, how did you come up with the idea to start Instant Alliance to kick things off today?
So Instant Alliance was really started from a need for my both my customers and my clients. And when I say that, I'm in the recruitment business. So there's companies we work with and then the people we place in those jobs. And if I think back, I've been in the business now for over 25 years, but my company has been in existence probably for the past 18. And really, one story like just happened to stand out for me. And I had been working for an organization for 8-9 years. I had a really big customer. We had worked with them for multiple years, placed a lot of people, and they had called me up and they said, you know, one of your people isn't working so well. It was a high visibility project. You know, how can you help us? The guy messed up the project. What can we do here? And so I came back and I said, you know what? Let's just split the cost. You manage the person. My person that we placed didn't work out. You know, I'm happy to do whatever we need to do to make sure this is right for you. And when I went back to the company I'd worked with, they said, no, we're not going to do that. And, you know, this is, they manage the person. It's kind of on them. And I said, well, they're a long-term customer. This is not how I do business. And, you know, they wouldn't back me. So I then ended up paying $25,000 out of my own pocket and paid it directly to the customer. And then a month after that, I started what is now known today as Instant Alliance, and one of our divisions is Instant Technology. And primarily, we focus on finding technology resources and some also resources in the financial sector.
Awesome stuff, and you got to love that backstory there. Thanks for sharing. Now, let's take a look at team. How do you empower and motivate your team?
Yeah, you know, I always think this is such an individualized question, right? And I think if I look back on my company, we are such a high-touch, high-visibility, white-glove approach company. And I think for a firm our size, it kind of shows in the clientele. We work with a lot of Fortune 100 all the way down to mid-market. And I don't think we would have the success we've had and the customer clientele if we weren't able to look at how we empower and motivate our employees. And so I think one of the first things is really understanding what motivates the people that work for you. And I've always found it best to take more of an individualized approach. You know, somebody might want more quality of life, versus another person may want travel time, right? And what motivates those people and how do you get the best out of your employees? And I kind of remember at the beginning of my career, because I started the firm and, you know, was the first employee, I guess, I used to want to do everything. And I think now I look at what people are good at, where they excel, and then set up a plan for them to achieve their goals. And I think that's worked really well for us. I always find also that if you pair, you know, maybe more senior resources. So in our company, the way we run is there's always an executive leader on every search. And so we may have other people, you know, helping to find that talent, but it really shows an opportunity that these people can be trained, mentored, as well as have them shine and go above and beyond. And I always feel like if we push people a little bit to go out of their comfort zone, most of the time, you know, people really like that, and that'll lead to them opening up and, you know, sharing ideas, or on this search, this is what we could have done different, or this is what the market looks like here. Maybe we want to convey that to the client, and it, like, begins to have this spiral effect of really positive, empowering energy for the team that you work with. And then, you know, they're off and running and doing their own thing, or they're introduced to somebody. And so for us, that's the thing that's worked out, you know, really well. And I think always just making sure that you tell people they're doing a good job, or this is what you've done, you know, that really is motivated others, or love the way you approach that. And I think just a few small kind words, like, go a long way with people that you work with.
Now, Ronna, what do you see being the next big thing in recruiting, specifically in regards to technology?
Yeah, so, you know, tech is changing so much. And I think right now it's really about analytics and data. And then how are you going to segment that data so then you can better understand your business or better understand to market to your customers. But and I think that's really hot and continues to stay hot in the market. And any jobs around analytics, it used to be, you know, these small firms trying to implement analytics in these big companies. Now the big companies are really on this bandwagon and really trying to grow out what their data means to them and how do they not only use that data to better run their business, but also how they use the data to talk to their consumers or generate better quality products, right? And then I think, you know, the market's changed. It used to be where a technician can go in and do their job or go in and code in an application, and it was very segregated. Now what we're seeing is it's kind of completely the opposite. They are not looking for technicians just to come in and have blinders on and develop an application. These people really have to step up and take a functional role and not only understand the technology, but how the technology integrates in that business and how the business is going to benefit from it. So people really have got to be extremely well-rounded, have awesome communication, and be able to convey that to non-technical people and how the technology is going to move that organization forward. And I will tell you that trend just seems to be more and more, and it's just not as siloed or, you know, as it once was. So I think those are like the two really primary things that I'm kind of seeing in the marketplace, which tend to be really hot, and I still think will continue to be hot over the next couple of years, as well as, you know, in terms of bringing in people that, like I said, a lot of program managers, business analysts, people who can be the liaisons between the business and the technology people and kind of be that bridge seems to be, continue to be, and stays here within the U.S., those type of jobs.
Some really good information there. Today we're joined by Ronna Borey, the founder and CEO of Instant Alliance, a leading strategic IT staffing firm in Chicago, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Ronna, what is one piece of advice you would give other women who are looking to get into the tech industry?
Yeah, I think oftentimes people think it's a male-dominated industry, and I think that's very much changing. As I spoke to before, with roles staying here in business analysis, program and project manager, a lot of content generation or how you talk to your customers, so having great writing skills, I think there's so much more available to women who may have great multitasking or written and verbal communication skills than ever before. And I think if people can kind of come in and use those skills, they end up learning the technology and it's not so scary to them. You know, it's not, sometimes you just have to take a risk. And I always say, like, if you're coming out of school, right, you don't have that much exposure, I think it's really important that while you're in school, or even if you're working a job, try to get some exposure of an internship that you can talk about that experience. So even if you don't know all the technology, start somewhere. And within that company, in today's day and age, technology runs through an organization. It's not like this is the technology anymore and then this is the business. They run, you know, hand in hand together now. So it's not as scary as it once was, that it's just like strictly focused on coding. I think there's big bridges between the technologies I spoke about and the businesses working together to achieve their goals.
Now, looking at your business and specifically your role and the services that you offer, what is your biggest pet peeve when interviewing someone?
I'm laughing because I do have like two very big pet peeves. And one of them is people showing up for an interview and they're chomping on gum. I think it's a distracting. I think you can't understand what people are saying. And so if someone really shows up, I'm just going to speak for myself, right? Shows up, they're chewing gum at the beginning of an interview. It's almost over for me. There's no sense to even go on because I'm really focused on the fact that they have gum in their mouth, regardless of their skill. And I think the second thing for me really is people that aren't prepared or don't do research. My advice is, and I place people all day long and I coach people on, you know, interviewing and doing the right thing. And I think people want to sit down with somebody who has read through the job they're interviewing for, have done some background and research on the person they're talking with, looked at their LinkedIn profile, looked at some of their accomplishments, and then also looked at what the firm is doing that they're interviewing for, the company. What are some of the cool things that they're recently being written about? You know, what kind of awards have they won? And I think even if you don't always have the actual technical skill for the job, sometimes depending on the role, your interviewer will look past that and actually hire you because you've become really prepared. And so when I often interview people myself and I ask, what do you know about the firm? And they can't answer that question, I'm just really disappointed because it kind of just shows me, you know, would they have the same type of work ethic if they came or went out to one of our customers or dealt with one of our candidates and didn't do the research and the due diligence that our firm kind of expects.
Well, your pet peeve is certainly an important one to take note of. And those that are listening in that would fall into that category, I certainly hope that you'd pay much attention to that detail. In conclusion, Rana, any closing thoughts or takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share, whether it fits in your industry or in business in general?
You know, I think a positive attitude just goes really well, no matter what kind of business that you're in. I love to walk up to people who smile. Like I always say to my people, like, have fun with this. You know, being in the recruitment business is interesting because people are your product, right? And I always say, like, you need to be the happy one. You need to be, you know, kind of the cheerleader for people. And I walk around my life like that. I just think, you know, I'm really lucky to be in a town like Chicago, number one. I love the city. I love a lot of the companies here. And that I can really help people's lives and change their lives by finding them the right opportunity. And I'm so lucky I fell into this field. And I can really teach people about what I know and things that have worked for me and then things that haven't worked for me. You know, it's not always peaches and cream, but it's the people who can kind of turn that around and keep going and do it with a smile. So thank you so much for, you know, having me here this afternoon. I really appreciate it.
Ron, it was certainly more than our pleasure. Certainly has been great to have had you. Tell our listeners where they can get further details online on Instant Alliance.
Yeah, just go to our website at www.instantalliance.com or www.instanttechnology.com, and there'll be videos on our firm. There'll be both candidate and client, you know, referrals and recommendations and their experience with us, and we have a lot of live video on there so you can kind of get a feel for the people who work for us and the type of company we are. And just looking forward, you know, to helping anyone find their next tech or finance job.
Sounds great. Rana, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you and your firm all the best.
You too. No, I appreciate the time. Talk to you soon.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Rana Bori, the founder and CEO of Instant Alliance, a leading strategic IT staffing firm in Chicago, Illinois. And for further details, visit instantalliance.com or give them a call at 312-582-2619. 0-0. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.